Tijuana, 9 Victor, Bowl, monitoring.
Hope you had a good yesterday. Hope you kept that big sale.
Sales, but it was a good day. How about you? You have a good weekend and good Monday?
Long weekend. Long week for that matter, but yeah, we sat around the yard, cleaned up yesterday, and got a little fire going, and just keep back the flags and the rain started. Put inside. I got a lot of yard cleaning done and hung around the house, pretty much.
Somebody doubled with you.
Good. NZ9B.
That's what happens when you don't turn the volume up, you know. It's like ham radio 101. WW4JET, mobile. Good morning.
Hope you had a great weekend. Yeah, the volume is an important thing of being an amateur radio operator.
I appreciate that. You know, you do need volume. Otherwise, you just hear yourself talk. Anyway, sorry about that. My apologies. And good morning. Yeah, it was a good weekend. It was not bad. Not bad. I'm glad we had the weather and celebrated for the moms a little bit. That was nice.
Ladies out to Olive Garden. They had a blast.
Garden's great. I love that place. We actually ended up in downtown and went to the Lazy Goat. It's one of my wife's favorite places, and it's got a great patio on a nice day.
EFW, I double with you at the beginning.
Guys, I get used to the order of things here this morning. Sorry about that. But, we had a good one. And I went downtown to the Lazy Goat, and they got a nice patio out there. It's one of my wife's favorite restaurants.
Jake miss Elise anywhere?
My son went out for the day. They spent the day together. And good morning, Ken.
Hope everybody's doing well in rain.
It says, right as rain.
CEF, folks.
Drew, KO4H gets.
Hope y'all staying dry.
Raincoat today.
Need that even more later on today, too.
Be interested in the fact that today, tomorrow, and the next day is the big commercial motor vehicle safety push.
Up all those illegal trucks.
Ones that don't stop a bunch.
But they stop the right ones, not just picking on the ones that are easy for them to get out and get through.
Come into work are pretty raked out, some of them are, and I pass one or two every day on the way back home that stopped on the side.
Today might not be a good day to be having a big safety push. I don't think those transport guys are going to want to stand out in the rain much.
Supposed to rain all week, every day but Thursday.
What went up to?
Working for the most part, that and Boy Scout stuff. Right now, I'm just trying to keep it between the two white lines.
Fine.
A second ago, man, it started coming down here.
Most of them can use a little paint.
Foundation this morning, so I was leaving the mountain. But, my taxes keep going up, but I'm getting more and more potholes in the road that are not being fixed.
I'm thinking of more as features of the road. They shake stuff loose from the vehicle you don't really need.
Wife's car this morning, and it's a Kia, so, you know, they're not known for their suspension systems.
Realization in Michigan, you had to have a four-wheel drive truck so it could handle the roads. It was pretty bad up there, and looks like it's making its way south.
Just let any contractor work on the road.
Buddy had the conversation this weekend. Exact same conversation that we're having now. And he was saying that, you know, because there's a couple places in Spartanburg where they got the barriers up, but they're not working. He said, you know, if the contract's 18 months, he said they'll wait for a while to get started. That way they can drag the contract out to the very end.
Mobile.
4CEF.
D9V.
1EFW.
WW4JD.
04HK. And guys, I'm going into the black hole. Y'all continue on. I'll get you on the other side.
You got a couple of new calls in here I've never heard before. W2JKT here. Name's Eric. Good meeting you guys.
Name WW4JT. Name here is Matthew. Good morning.
I'm you, Eric. I'm an old guy. I've talked to you before. Got a new call, though. NC9V from KD4IOX.
Leon, okay. Did you get a new call?
I upgraded.
Want to do it again, that's for sure.
You fill out a web form every 10 years now.
That would pay the fee.
Been good to talk to you. I think I might have heard you at some point before, but yeah, maybe been a while.
I've been on an old call sign too. I'm not sure, Eric, but KQ4 India Yankee Zulu, I believe, was the old call sign. WW4JET now, and very good. Good morning. Be careful driving out there in the rain.
Safe is definitely moving a little slow this morning up to the construction zone.
Period. I'm going 55 on 85 now. I'm down here near Highway 29.
You had three tanker trucks that didn't show up the other day.
How they run a business like that? I mean, you got plants that need stuff. You know, you got a whole tanker full of stuff that you're not bringing it to them? I don't know.
They called and wanted to come a day early. We told him it was okay. And then he couldn't make it, and then he was late on the original date.
Time slots. We're supposed to be at a certain place at a certain time, and they've got us for like 2 hours is the maximum they can keep us. I don't know.
Yesterday, northbound on 85 with his brakes on fire. And a couple of people were flashing their lights, and they were just getting pulled over when I passed by, but I hope they got it put out.
Brakes of the trailer?
Yep.
I don't know. Guys just driving, driving. So there's steering wheel holders, I guess.
Automatic using that left foot for a brake.
Red spot, I didn't get that.
Steering wheel holders, every time I stop, I open my doors, I back up to the dock. I'm always looking at the truck, looking at the tires, looking at the brakes, looking for any excess heat buildup, just checking everything over every time. And that's what you got to do. Line that's chafing on something, and it gets a hole in it. Next thing you know, you go down the interstate, and the tandems lock up on you.
Works, you've got to have the air pressure to essentially turn the brakes off, and then, like when you hit the pedal, it lets the air out, which causes the brakes to mate.
You got it. It's got spring pressure on it. The air is what forces the springs to release, the air pressure. And as soon as you lose that air pressure, they'll lock up.
Actually, a worthy truck driver would notice that his air compressor's running continually because he has an air leak, or at least the drag on the trailer. You'd feel that before the point to catch on fire, possibly.
That's a pretty stout pulling power. So unless you're really watching your P's and Q's, you're probably not going to notice that much pressure on a little bit of pressure on the brakes may or may not show up in the cab. But on the highway, I've never, even with a lot of braking, I've never gotten to the point where the warning buzzer comes on at 60 PSI, that you're low on pressure.
I have temperature sensors that set off alarms and stuff.
That'd be going off every time you had a hard braking situation. So, for lack of a better term, Jake brake. But it's got multiple levels in it. Use the engine compression to apply braking resistance to the drivetrain, which slows you down. And there's multiple positions for that compression brake. And if I'm in town, I pretty much have it up close to the maximum setting. But if you're on the interstate, half the time I'll engine have it at the very lowest setting or off?
That truck had an exhaust brake, but sadly it does not.
I won't buy a heavy truck, my 3500. It does have it. And I've towed with them and without them, and I'll never go without them. Fifth wheel down the mountain. It's nice to have that brake, that exhaust brake, in the C9B.
The camper is 35 feet and about 10,000 pounds fully loaded, so yeah, going down the mountain, it would definitely be nice to have it. I just don't, so I have to rely on the trailer brakes and the truck brakes, which they're good. I've never worried about it, and I've never been scared, but it would be super nice to have a Jake brake that could just kind of keep the speed under control without having to ride the brakes.
You lower transmission gear? Alright, just check it.
Mode don't give you a little bit of that. It's not a Jake brake, but my truck will slow it down using the engine before I ever hit the brake.
All mode, as soon as I hit the brake pedal, it downshifts to a lower gear as well.
I went 25 the other day and never touched the brakes.
Come down that single lane at the construction zone there, 25?
It wasn't a single lane that day, and that, but the engine holds it back fine. I never even got hardly past 55.
The cruise control.
The cruise.
Drugs, if you use the cruise control, and you know, it starts going faster, then once it'll downshift for you, and it kind of give you the same effect as the Jake brake.
Control riding somebody's tail, he's going to get brake checked.
Well, hey guys, at the destination, you guys be safe out there today, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later. Take it easy. WW4JET, good morning.
You take care, have a great day, and fly safe, and C9B.
Good talking to you, have a great day, this is WTJKT.
Have a good one, KN4GFW.
The 4's the EM.
I don't know. 72 southbound.
I ain't got there yet.
It seems like it's holding off just long enough. Hope I can get in.
Pat with us.
Parking lot yet, but it's just barely drizzling, if that, and I'm hoping it'll hold off.
Get close enough to the building.
Yep.
And it's raining at your house.
I left. Taking the tires on your trailer and everything, man, you'd be surprised how many big screws and nails I find in the truck tires that the driver didn't know.
You.
A question for you, Leon.
I'm not qualified to answer it, but go ahead.
Quick trip this morning, grabbing my breakfast, and while they were making my sandwich, I was wandering through the truck maintenance aisle. And they have these little short aluminum baseball bats. And I guess they're called tire knockers. And I'm curious, what is a tire knocker for?
Right, to make sure it's inflated. Some of them tires, you know, they don't have air in them. You can't tell they're flat unless you get something heavy and whack into it. Now they're a different bounce.
They don't just measure the tire pressure.
You're supposed to run 95 or 100. And 95 pounds of them tires. 105. Air pressure?
I'm 20 in my bicycle tires, but they're very skinny.
Old fashioned. Everybody's going to the fat tires now. The tires on my bikes are 4 inches.
Tire mountain bikes. Courtney and I ride road bikes. And back in the day when I first started riding, I would ride on 700 by 23s or 700 by 20s. And nowadays, they've gone to a little bit bigger, so I've got 700 by 25s on mine, and she's got 700 by 32s on hers.
Mine are fat tire e-bikes. We don't do a lot of pedaling.
PSI in those?
Nothing.
They won't let you use those.
Please beg forgiveness.
Yeah, not allowed to use e-bikes in DuPont State Forest.
It goes down to a lot what class they are.
Andrew says 73.
The back, see if it got wet. Driving the tractor trailer is really going to be focused on not answering or looking at text while I'm driving. Ken.
Listen to the voice, read the text. KD4 Ion.
Andrew, call me that.
My voice that reads the message to me.
Qualified in it.
I gave it an Australian accent, and man, they can really bunch up some of the street names.
Wish I could do of an Australian.
The rain up here in 72. Well, at least everybody started to speed up. Was it bad? Everybody's doing 55, and now that it's pouring down, everybody's doing 65 and 70.
It's raining here where I am. I'm coming up on, oh, I don't know, 290 or something.
There's a lot more of them old-time cab-over trucks on the road now. You ever rode one of those, Leon?
Get my hands on one. They're pre-death. Well, everybody's buying them up because you don't have to add the death fluid. There's a lot less smog restrictions on them.
When you sit right over the wheels in that air ride seat and all these nice holes on these roads, man, you'll beat your head to death on the roof.
One hole, I don't know, a hole, bump, whatever you call it, it's culvert. Goes over a culvert in a ditch right there. If you turn off of over by BMW, where I turn off. And that thing, every time I hit that thing, I'll bounce up down that seat. And if you don't have that air ride seat just right, it'll throw you up to the ceiling, I'm telling you.
Going up north, like, you know, I don't know, Ohio and up towards Michigan, and man, that sucker beat you to death.
I don't realize how rough they ride. You know, they retire with back injuries and back problems.
A lot of them truck drivers, they low ride. You just barely can see their head in the window. I don't know how the heck you can see out.
Flip-flops, too.
It's an issue for the drivers to come into our place.
You know, I was like, they said, oh, yeah, you have to have no open-toed shoes. You have to wear a covered, you know, no open-toed shoes.
Flip-flops with you know, with the little strap that goes in between your toes, they wear them ones with just the big crossover ones. And then some of the women drivers, man, they come in half-dressed.
Old guy, I'm telling you, the updated version. The ones that all the way across, the strap all the way across, they're called slides. That's the generic term for them nowadays is slides. You just slide your foot in. And I'm at work, guys, so y'all have a great day. Stay dry. Or try anyway. NC9V.
KN4 GFW, be careful.
Have a great day, drive safe. This is WTJKT.
73 Leon, KO4 HKX. Have a great day and be safe out there.
Welcome back.
I think that black hole gets bigger every day.
I've been up here this whole morning. Gulch way down.
Wind and rain up on the mountain. I'm sure it's affecting it.
Heat up there. Do you know what it is?
Inwood repeater, but that's about all I can tell you about it, and it's very old. They got a couple of them, but they're old.
If anybody went up there to plug a service monitor into it, do you know?
I'm not sure, but Dave's the one that does that, so I don't know. I think I heard him up there on the mountain not too long ago.
Here to come by analog machines because of the narrowband transition a few years ago. I'm not even sure anybody makes an analog repeater anymore.
I've seen a couple of them. Bridgecom repeater, it's digital and analog FM, so it'll do either one. And then
in the ICOM, I've seen a couple of their repeaters around for sale that do D-Star and FM.
That's our repeater in my house, but it's only D-Star. It does not do analog as well.
They want to phase analog out just like you have on everything else. Go to digital where it doesn't take up as much bandwidth.
I love-hate relationship with digital and amateur because the codecs are so old. The D-Star codec sounds terrible. Fusion is a little bit better if you do the voice wide, but then the voice wide is a full channel, so you're not saving any bandwidth. But it does sound nice, but the 6 kilohertz digital is just awful.
That robot sound, that's for sure. Even with DMR is the same way. A nasty day out here today.
I worked at home today.
This is the only day it's not supposed to rain, KO4HK.
Well, I'm definitely working at home tomorrow because I got to take some dogs to the vet for their baths and nail trims and stuff and updates on their shots. And then we got the cleaners coming tomorrow. So, you know, Wednesday's always a work from home day, but Thursday I got to go in. Then I'm working at home again on Friday.
I had to wait for this truck is at the gate here.
I assumed you were getting close to work.
Time here, he's got a 6:30 appointment, and he was sitting at the gate, but she's not gonna let him in till 6:30.
Is that posted on the gate somewhere?
Sign says it doesn't say you can't get in before 6:30. It says if you're early for your appointment, wait. I think it says. There's the guard sitting there in the office with the light off, and she can see you. And she knows that it's plugging up everybody else, but she ain't coming out there till 6:30.
Comes to the door at like 8:29 and stands there with their hand on the door lock and staring at their watch, waiting for 8:30.
You're the problem with nowadays, right?
Really annoying, anyway.
If you cop an attitude with her, you ain't never gonna get in. I mean, Damon calls her G.I. Jane.
Heard from him lately?
And I ain't seen him usually he comes in once in a while, you know, pick up some hoppers, but I haven't seen him at all, so I don't know, but they may have him out of town. I know he does a lot of training and that, but I made it in the parking lot, so I'm gonna have to say 7:03 and everybody be careful out there in the rain. KN4 TFW.
And good to talk to you this morning. Hope you have a great day. Maybe catch you this afternoon. And Eric, I'm going to switch vehicles and I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HK.
Have a great day and be safe at work there. We'll talk to you again soon. W2JKT, standing by.